Genesis 2:15 to 17. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely." Now, when God says surely, he's expressing something. He can't lie. He could have just said, "You'll die." But he says to Adam and Eve, he's like, "Guys, you will surely, you will do not mess. So I'm telling you now, I'm telling you, listen to me, listen. Have you ever taken your child and said, look into my eye, listen to me? Have you done that? And God's getting our attention, and God's taking our hand, his hands, putting it on you, and he says, "Rifle, look at me. Rifle, what I'm telling you now is the truth. Rifle, if you eat of this, if you disobey, if you go down that path, this is what's going to happen, my son." And many, many times in my life, like Adam and Eve, I went that path and I found out the hard way. So God says, in the day that you eat of it, surely you shall die. Can we go to the next verse there, please? That would be Genesis chapter 3. So now, just in the expansion of time, how many years is the Bible from beginning to end? Thousands. Thousands of years. But here God is speaking, and the previous verse that we read, that said Genesis what? 2. Now we're in what? 3. So God speaks, and it didn't take eons of time. It didn't take millennia or years. It just took the next chapter. Because sometimes you speak and you think God said something, and oh, this is going to be so long. And the very next chapter in my Bible, my flip Bible, it's just on the next. I don't even have to turn the page. It's Genesis 2, and next to it is Genesis 3. Right next to each other. Right next to each other. Get this. Is the word of the Lord, which is a surely. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord has made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said? How long ago did God say this? A chapter. A chapter ago. God said, and God did not just say, God surely said. And the enemy comes and he says, chapter 2, just the previous chapter, how sure are you? Has God really said that to you? Did God really, really, you? Why would God, you really think you're such a special stone? You really think he's going to use you? You really think you all that? You really think God has such an amazing plan and purpose that you are part of this house, forgiven, set free? Has God indeed said? ? My question to you is, have you received a word from God? And not too long after that, the enemy comes and tries to put a question mark in your head about what God has said about you. So he comes, he said, has God really said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Next one. Then the serpent said to the woman, I don't know, the more I read this and the more I see God and I see the enemy, I find it comical. Find it comical that God, creator of heaven and earth, almighty, king of kings, lord of lords, the God, Jehovah, almighty, says, surely, I'm telling you this, listen to me, this is my word, this is what I'm telling you. And right after that, the enemy comes and he says, no, it won't happen, don't worry. He's lying, he doesn't know what he's talking about, this won't really happen. He's holding out. How many times in your life have you had the word of God and the enemy comes with that question mark? And now when you get to that question mark, you can't go and ask another, what should I do here? Is this really my place? Because God didn't call them to do that. God spoke to Adam and Eve. He said this to them. This was their call. What is your call? What has he told you to do? What are you born for that only you can do in this whole universe? There's something in this universe that only you can do, and no one in the universe can do it like you. What is that? Because the enemy is going to come and he's going to say, you won't die if you eat it. If you don't fulfill that, if it's too hard, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. There are no repercussions. Nothing will happen. It's too hard, too difficult. Who do you think you are? So, pattern. What's the first book of the Bible? Genesis. Okay. So now we're going to go over and over and over and over and over, book after book after book. And what are we going to see? It's a law. It's a pattern. It's a law. What do I mean by law? Every time you partake of this, you're going to have the same result, like gravity. These glasses, if I drop them, they go down. Why? Because there is a law called gravity. Doesn't matter whether you believe in gravity. Doesn't matter whether you understand gravity. It doesn't matter whether you're rich, poor, what country you're from, what color. When you drop those glasses, the law of gravity makes them go down. So book after book after book, God the Father, God speaks, man receives, somebody's listening. And then the one who's listening comes to you to say, that won't happen. That's not true. That can't be. So he spoke, he believes it, he spoke, I believe it, he spoke. Do you believe it? Because now I'm going to test this word that was spoken over you, and I'm going to try to get you to say, but it's too hard, too difficult, I can't do it. That's what's happening here. This is the book, the first book, the book of beginning, the Genesis, the start of creation. Let's go to the book of Matthew. It's very quiet. Are we okay? Are we good? Matthew chapter 3. And I'm just going to use two or three examples here, but it's the same. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God ascending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly, a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Who's speaking? God the Father, Jehovah God. God speaks, someone's listening. God speaks, he believes what he says. God speaks, the one listening believes what he says. God speaks, do you believe? That's the test. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Okay, can we go on to the next verse, please? That's chapter 4, the book of Matthew. What was the previous verse? Chapter 3. Have you seen that before somewhere? God says something. It doesn't take eons of time for the test to come. God speaks. Someone's listening. Bam. There's the test. So it's the next chapter. Once again in my flip Bible on the same page. Didn't have to even flip. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter, book of Revelation, I believe, says the accuser of the brethren. When the tempter, What is he tempting you and I today to do? To cast off the word of the Lord that he spoke over me. Not to walk in the call that God has placed on my life. Not to find where in the body I fit and who fits next to me. That's what he's trying to do. To tempt you to get to a place to say, this is too hard. I tried. I did everything I can. It's not working. Where is God? I give up. It's too hard. That's what the temptation is to do. If Jesus had to face that temptation, Jesus, God himself, do you really, really, really believe you're not going to be tempted in your life to a point where, is this worth it? Can I really do this? This is hard. Jesus faced that. Do I think I'm not? I want us to get this because this is so important. And the enemy comes after God spoke. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, this is why I say it gets comical when you see who God is and the enemy that can only do the same thing over and over and over. He's not some angel that he can create. He has to take what God has made and redefine and reuse and orchestrate that, because he can't create. He has to take what God created and twist it. What did God say about Jesus when he was baptized? What did he say? This is my beloved. What does the enemy say? Come on, man. Really? Like really? The heavens opened. Do I need more? The heavens opened. And Jehovah Almighty said, this is my beloved son. God spoke. Someone's listening. Here comes the test. Hey man, I know you're hungry. 40 days, no food. Woo, man, that's hard. That's hard. This Christian walk, it's difficult. I understand. I get it. I do. It's hard. If God really loved you, would you be out here in the desert all by yourself 40 days with no food? If God really had such an amazing plan, why are you out here in the desert with no one to support you? There's no one there. You haven't eaten. Come on, man. If you truly were the son that he really loved, if he loves you, is this love? Is this what love looks like? If you were a good parent, would you put your child through this? This is hard. This Christian walk just doesn't make sense. So, let me just ask you a question. Because in chapter 3, I heard something, but now it's chapter 4. Maybe you've forgotten what was spoken over you. So, if you are the Son of God, what did he leave out there? Nope. What did the Father say? This is my beloved. My beloved son. And the enemy throws out beloved. Because your father doesn't really love you. If he was a good father, if he loved you, he wouldn't be going through this. This Christian walk wouldn't be this difficult. You wouldn't have to face all of these steps. 40 days in the desert. Come on. Goodness, what does he want from you? So if you are the Son of God, forgets, throws out on purpose, beloved. There's a very, 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 very big difference between having a beloved son and having, that's my boy, it's my son. Big difference. Big, big difference. It's easy to have a son. Very easy. easy to have a son. But is he your beloved son? Would you lay down your life for him? Do you want him to do better than you? Will you give everything you possibly have to make his life better? The enemy leaves that out. So, hey, I just heard in chapter 3, I heard this voice coming, and the voice said, beloved, but if you are the son of God, come on, man, this is difficult. I know you're hungry. 40 days, oh, 40 days, no food. Look at these stones. I get it. I do. I get it. No one's here. Nobody's here. No one is looking. Nobody will know. This Christian life is so difficult. But if you just go and command those stones to be bread, man, you can eat right here, right now. Test is over. The hardship is over. The difficult part of life is over. Just give in and say, this is too hard. Why am I trying? Why am I doing this? Just give it up. Because no one will know. No one is here. Just you and me. So if you are that son, we know you, God. We know who you are. Just change these stones into bread. Has he come to you before and said, hey, no one's watching? To be a really, really good husband, to really honor and love your wife, she's not here now. Nobody will know. Turn on that channel. Watch that program. It's just you and me. This Christian walk is too difficult. It's just you and me. Give it up. And he'll come with test and trial, temptation to you to see if you believe the word that he spoke over you. Do you believe it's true? I'll end with this because let's go to, and look here, okay. This is what will always happen. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they had everything that God blessed them with. God blessed them, gave them dominion. They had everything that God said, and the enemy comes and he tempts or he tests you with what you already are. I'll say that again. Write this down if you get anything. The enemy will tempt or test you in the area with something that you already are. You do not have to prove it. You do not have to do anything to make anybody know what you already are. Because God made you that. So when you find out what living stone of this living house, which is a spiritual house built for Jesus Christ, when you find out that stone that you are, the enemy is going to come and he's going to tempt and test you in the area of that specific stone, that specific area that God has spoken over you. What did God say to Jesus? This is my beloved son. What does the enemy say? If you're a son. Was God a son? Was Jesus a son? So the enemy tempted and tested him on something that he already was. Does that make sense? Okay, so he's going to come to you, tempt and test you with something you already are. You are forgiven. When you stepped into Christ, his blood, his sacrifice on the cross, and what an amazing communion we had this morning, washed away all your sins. So what's he going to come and tempt and test you with when you're a new Christian and you just really, really, now you believe in God and you do something wrong? He's like, are you really forgiven? Did the blood of Jesus really pay for everything? I am forgiven. I'm as white as snow. As he is, so am I. I'm a new creature. Old things have passed away. That's the truth. And he comes and he tests you with what you already are. God said, this is my son. The enemy comes and says, if you're a son. God said, don't eat of that. You will die. Will you die? No, you won't die. He tests you with what God has spoken over you, and that is truth. Look at this. This is, I don't know, this is so amazing. Command that these stones become bread. So Jesus has fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, desert, hungry. The enemy comes with that which will bring you relief, that which will bring you joy or satisfaction in that moment, that very moment. He says, yeah, try this in this moment and you'll feel so good. This will make you feel good right here, right now. Do it, do it, do it, take it. But I told you that the enemy will test you in what you already are. Okay, let's go to John chapter 6, please. This is Jesus arguing with the Jews, and they fussing with him, and they all, just the normal Jews, just Pharisees, Sadducees coming to Jesus. We want sign, we want to see this, we want to see that. The Jews then complained about him because he said, what did he say? I don't think you're getting that because I stood up when I saw that. I was literally running around. I'm like, my goodness. The enemy will tempt and test you in the area of your life that you already are. Don't have to prove it. So Jesus says, and you read this whole chapter goes on, your fathers ate manna that God gave in the wilderness. I came down. I am the bread of life. And the enemy comes and he says, turn the stones into bread. Jesus is the bread. He is. And the enemy says, okay, prove to me what you already are. I'm the bread of life. Turn the stones into what you are. Then I will know that you believe the word. Don't let the enemy come to you and prove your sonship, daughtership, child of Godship, your call. Are you a lawyer? Are you an engineer? Are you a musician? Are you a pastor? Are you a teacher? Are you an elder? Are you a children's ministry leader? Are you a housewife? Are you a husband? What stone are you? Because the enemy's going to come according to that stone that God has spoken over you, and he's going to tempt and test you in that. Are you a dad? Are you a good dad? Are you a beloved dad? Yeah, I'm a dad. I am a dad. It's like me standing in front of the mirror every day and praying to God to make me a male. Please, God, please, please, please. I want to be a man. I want to be a male. God's like, I've called you a male. That's who you are. You're a man. Nothing will change that. There's a purpose for you being a man. And when you're a godly man, this is what you do in your house. This is what a godly man looks like. This is how a godly man leads his life. This is what a father. This is what a husband. This is what, and this is who you are. And the enemy's going to come and he's going to say, ah, well, are you really a good father? Are you really a good husband? Are you really? And he's going to tempt and test you in the area or the thing that you already are. And the first thing he tempts us with is, am I really saved? Am I a child of God? Am I good enough? Does God really love me? Does he have a plan for me? Because all of those is in the word over and over and over. God has spoken that over us. But Jesus, being the bread of life, the enemy says, change that stone into bread. Let's just see what bread looks like. Jesus, hearing from the Father, my beloved Son, the enemy comes, if you are. And he can't change his way. So he's doing the very same thing on the 6th of July, 2025, to the body of Christ, the accuser of the brethren. Exactly what he did in the Garden of Eden, he's doing today, because he can't change his ways. He has to do the same thing. It's a law like gravity over and over again. God speaks, someone's hearing. Here comes the test. Psalm 105, this will be the last verse. Moreover, he called for famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before him, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. Until his word came to pass, this is who I am. This is what God gave me, dreams. God said, your corn, your wheat, you're going to bow down before me. That's the word of the Lord. Until that dream came to pass, that word that he received was a dream in his case. The dream that he had from God, the enemy came to tempt and test to see, is that dream real? Do you really believe that? And I'll put you in a pit. I'll put you in prison. I'll send women after you. I'll sell you as a slave. I'll bring your brothers back. I'll do all of this to see if that dream will really, really come to pass. So until that dream came to pass, that word in a dream that he received, he was tested on that word. So when God speaks the word of God over you, until that thing comes to pass, that word is going to bring tests in your life, because the enemy wants to see if you believe that. So on the one hand, God speak to me. Yes, amen, hallelujah. On the other hand, I don't know if I want that. I don't know. Because I know as soon as I get that word from God and God says, this is who you are, this is, then I know someone was listening and he wants to see if I believe. Do not make the mistake when life gets hard and difficult and you're about to throw in the towel or think, I just can't do this, this is too hard, that God is not there. Because the word that he spoke over you, it will come to pass. But therefore, as you stand and you've done everything to stand, and it seems like it's not working, stand all the more. Why? He spoke over you. He cannot lie. The word that comes forth from my mouth will not return to me void, but it, the word, will accomplish that for which I sent it. Don't think it strange when you go through a test. Take those words of God with gladness. Put them in your heart. And don't let the enemy take them from you.